I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
I will bless thee, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Terrence. Tonight, welcome to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we continue our lesson with Talking with God. And tonight, prayer will be done by Minister Street.
Thank you. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, as we come before you, as humble as we know how, Lord, we will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We glorify your name, Lord. We are here, God, as we're sitting around, Lord Jesus, waiting to hear what you've got to tell us through your word, asking you to bless the teacher tonight, Lord. Let her down into your storehouse of wisdom. Open our ears, God, that we will not only hear but be a doer of what you're telling us to do through your word. We know, God, that time is running out, and we need to get as many under the shelter of your Jehovah Nisi, under the banner of your love, Lord Jesus. We know, God, that you are in control. Help us, God, to stay beneath that cross of Calvary. Help us, Lord, to lift our hands to you, Lord, because we know without you we are nothing. We thank you for keeping us up until this moment, Lord, another Thursday night that we gather together to hear upon your word, Lord Jesus. Asking you, God, just to keep us in your will. Help us to prove faithful unto you and be what you would have us to be, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We glorify you and we magnify your name. We ask these and all those are blessings in the name of your Son, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
And tonight, speaker will be Reverend Maddie Richardson.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. It's
already been said, we thank God for another Thursday night. He kept us and allowed us to come together to share the word and song, scripture, and whatever word that he's spoken to us by the Spirit. So as we settle ourselves in and get, you know, come together, that we be able to grab hold of what he's saying now, because we know it's a now word that we need in order to deal with the now situation. So I'm just so grateful for having to be able to rest last Thursday night and sit under the teaching of Minister Street, and the gift of the communication with God, that was her topic, which was such a blessing. And I just encourage everybody, everyone on that be on the line, pay attention to what is being said, because we need to, after we pray, we need to pay attention to what the Lord is saying, and He uses whomever He chooses to speak to his people. And as born-again believers, the topic tonight is called to serve. And as born-again believers, we are called to serve. And in whatever capacity God chooses to use us, we just need to make ourselves available. In God's great love, he places us exactly where he wants us to be. And I know sometimes it's like, seem like some of us feel like that we don't have nothing to do. We haven't been assigned a gift, but each one of us has a gift, and we are able to, you know, be a part of the kingdom building. We just have to do what it is that the Lord wants us to do, and not you know, wait for what we think is the calling that we want to. You know, a lot of people want to be out front, and sometimes God may have us in the background supporting those that are out front. But whatever God, whatever you have, whatever your hand can find to do, I believe the scripture that say that, whatever your hand can find to do, do it as unto the Lord. So when God places us where he places us, we need to serve there, whether it is mopping a floor, leading a Sunday school class, or checking on a patient that, you know, that might be in the hospital, or giving someone a ride to the grocery store. Those are areas that we can serve in without having a title, and we need to know that some man may overlook these things, but God is keeping count of what we do, and we serve him by serving others. Because, you know, that's actually how we serve the Father, is by serving others. So we need to give ourselves to holy unto the Lord and let him use us in whatever way he choose, and don't worry about a title. If, you know, if they don't never give us a title and call us by anything other than our name, just know while we're doing what God would have, when we're doing what we know God is pleased at, that's the most important thing, is pleasing God and not worrying about what man thinks. And I believe Jeremiah, the one that said, don't look at their faces. If you happen to have the opportunity to speak to a group, you know, I always say, don't look at the faces, because if you look at somebody's face that is not in agreement with you, it's going to become a distraction to you, and it can pull you off focus and get you out of the sync with the Spirit, which means you won't be able to deliver the message as God would have you to. So we need to pay attention to what the Spirit is leading us to do, and do that with our whole heart. And why the things we do might go, like I say, unnoticed by man, but our Heavenly Father sees everything we do, and he also knows the motive behind what we are doing. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 2 through 4, I'm going to read that. It says, therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doeth alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When you do something, you know, a lot of times, I'm sure you've heard somebody that have done someone a favor, and they be broadcasting it, you know, all over the place. The scriptures say you have your reward when you do that. You do what the Lord leads you to do, and don't worry whether anybody ever recognizes it or not. Matter of fact, I love doing things when it's a secret, because then you don't have to worry about nobody putting you in a particular classification. But, you know, sometimes the people want to, you know, especially if they think you have a title, they want to give you a long introduction and expect you to feel their expectation as to what they think that title would have you to do. Now, that's not the way the Lord wants us to do it. He wants us to do what he leads us to do, without, as it says, sounding a trumpet. Just do it as unto the Lord, with a humble spirit, with, you know, with good intentions so that God will reward you, because I'm telling you, man might can bless us a little bit, but the blessing that God comes give, that we receive from the Lord, is greater in every area of our life, where sometimes the man might can put something in your hand that you can buy lunch with. But I'm telling you, when you bless, when you obey God and sow seeds like he leads you to, he, what the things that God do does for us is so great. It, the scripture says 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold blessing can come back to us when we do it God's way. And I'm one of the scriptures I read as I was studying this was about God doing, yeah, I'm going to read Second Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10, 11, and 12. And this explains some of what I'm talking about. It says, now he that ministers seed for to the sower, both ministers bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now, you think about that. The one that can that provides a seed for you to sow, which is a, something for you to use to bless somebody else, also gives you food, gives you what you need, and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. And righteousness is living in right relationship with God. When God multiplies and what he give us so that we, when what we sow comes back, like I say, 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. God never subtracts. He always multiplies. So if he gives you something and you bless others as he leads you to, you can always look to have your needs met, plus you have some leftovers. Because he said he can do exceedingly and abundantly above what you can ask or think. So we doing something for someone else and asking God to meet our needs, you can count on God not only meeting your needs, but yet giving you some extra so you can go back and bless somebody all over again. That it's a sweet thing to see God operating in the lives of the believers to the point that he as he said in the word, meet every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I heard the minister say something that was so profound. I want to share it. It said, the thing that we hold most as a great treasure on earth is what they walk on in heaven. You think about that. What is the streets covered with in heaven according to the scripture? Gold. That, so gold, one of the things that we just put great value to. Well, in heaven, they walk on it. So the value is not the same for the in heaven that it is for us. We need to think about that, and know that the things that we hold so, put in such high, upset in such a high place, that maybe we need to rethink that. What is most valuable to God? And obedience is one of the things that we need to treasure more than any material thing, because that is not temporal, it's eternal, when we walk in obedience. So as we look at what the Lord would have us to do, and it may seem, and you know, people that mopping the floor, yes, mopping the floor. Sometimes it may be that you need to go help somebody clean their house, and without asking for a salary to do it, getting anything in return, because there are things that seem little to man. It may have great value in the eyes of God, and we need to know that. And there are reasons that the Lord calls us to serve, and it is for us more than the person that we're serving. The first thing the serving helps us to get rid of pride in our life. Like I say, if you have pride in and you need to help somebody clean their house and you have to do the mopping of their bathroom, then you're going to get rid of pride if you do that. Because a lot of people, pride will keep them from doing such things as mopping, especially somebody else's house, or even things like selfishness, you know, not do certain things that you're so selfish that you won't share a certain, you know, thing that you have. Maybe you have some excess, but because of your selfishness, you don't share somebody have a need because you think, man, you know, they ought to, you know, they ought to be able to work out their own situation. But I'm telling you, if you have more than one of the same thing, you might try sharing it. And so not only is serving others, blessing others, but it also is one of God's ways of blessing us. That's the first thing. It helps to get rid of our pride, get rid of our selfishness. And then when we serve others, we are proclaiming the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's what he did. Amen. Serve. He came and said he didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And so we are following in his footsteps when we serve others. And the third thing is that to serve so that God is testing us and purifying us and us purifying our heart, because he helps him to know just where we are coming from when we are serving others. He can see, God can see us making sure that we have learned to obey what he commands and also to do it with the right motive. And that is important. But I believe it's James that talked about if we don't have the right motive when we're doing things, God is not going to give us any credit for it. Even sometimes man may give us credit for stuff that we do, but with the wrong motive. But if it's not written in, if it's not on the tablet in heaven, we've not done it right, and God is not going to credit us for anything that he don't have on the books. So we need to know how to follow the rules and God's plan for our life and do it God's way. And when we do that, then we are following Christ because, as I said, he said he didn't come to serve, he didn't come to be a servant, he came to serve. And so the Lord desires that we discover his plan, obey his will, and become all that he wants us to be. That's what a call to serve is all about. And when we do that, we'll find ourselves in a place that we'll know that God is pleased, and that's what we're trying to do. And we have to have faith to please God. We have to pray to have that, to be able to know what his will is. So when we learn how to get still in his presence, because if you look down in Matthew, who I was just reading, I believe the next verse said, and when ye pray. So in order to know what God's will is, to know what he's calling us to do, we have to spend some time with him. And then not only pray, but we have to learn how to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice in the eyes of God. And so as we learn to be good servants to those that he sends us to, then we will receive the reward that he has for those that are his. And we thank God tonight for the scripture again. It's 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 9, verses 10, 11, and 12, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 2, 3, and 4. As we read these words and we can do research, reference scripture, learn what it is to serve the master and to do it his way and not what was that, you know, we don't follow what we want to do, but what is God requiring of us. We thank God again tonight for being able to share these few words with you, and I pray that you grab hold of the truth and go and you know, ask God, how can you be a servant, helping somebody, even tonight or tomorrow? Who is it you need to call? Who is it you need to help, even give a lift to the grocery store? And then some of the seniors that may need some help doing their housework. But mm-hmm. the thing that is most important to God has more value than silver and gold. We thank God again for tonight, and we ask that you continue to seek him, obey him, and know that he will reward you openly when you do deal alms in secret. Back to you, Short.
Praise God. We thank God for that word. Do we have anyone for the 32nd tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Tonight, the 32nd will be coming from Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torment, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them." We thank God for the reading of his word. Amen.
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 At this time, we'll open up for input and update.
I just wanted to put in a request for my husband, Pernell. He's having a procedure done next week, and I just pray that God, that all go well, and that God lead and guide the directors and the doctors and nurses take care for him. Thank you.
This is Linda Hodge, and I just want to thank everybody that prayed for my daughter-in-law, Cynthia. She was laid to rest on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for everybody that prayed for us, prayed for the family. The family still needs your prayer, so we ask that you continue to pray for us.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? So this time we'll go into the roll call. Someone doing the roll call?
My name is Winnie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Last week we had 39 people on the list on the roll. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can. Yes.
And we thank God for each and every one of you. Lee and Virginia.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willa Mae.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia. Odie. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Jason. Sandra. Denise, Maury, Deborah Bradford, Barbara,
yeah,
Linda Simpson, Deborah Jackson,
here.
Lorraine,
here.
Ken and Kelly,
here.
Chris and Dorothy,
here.
Josephine,
here. Yeah.
Carolyn,
here.
Charlotte,
here.
Renee, Tangela,
here.
Larry,
here.
Kamari,
here.
Ashanti,
here.
Tim, Tina,
here.
Charles,
here.
Tangela, Tonda, Miss Jessie,
here.
Francis,
here.
Michael,
here.
Tony White,
here.
Fran, Valencia, Lisa,
here.
Winnie,
here.
Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone? Thank you. Back to you, Danny.
All right. At this time, we don't have a present for next Thursday, but someone will be in touch once they get back. This time, we'll turn it over to Pastor Bell with a closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Thursday night. We thank you for everyone that's being on the line. Most of all, we thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Lord, and you take care of us each and every day. Watch over us, God, even while we are asleep, God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You in advance for what you've already done. Oh, God, you said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. We praise your name. We lift you up, God. We adore you, God, for what you have done. And, Lord, and how you brought us this far back. Faith, God, how you kept
yes,
our mind stayed on thee, God. Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. If any sin in our life, we ask you to move
yes,
it out, God. Lord, and create in us a clean heart and renew
yes,
the right spirit, God. Give us a spirit to serve, God, like the teacher said, Lord. Help us to be faithful, God, obedient to
yes,
your command.
Yes,
we thank you in advance for what you've already done and what you're about to do for us. We thank you for your many blessings, God. Oh, God, that you have bestowed upon each one of us, God. Lord, continue to bless our teacher, God. Lift her up. Use her for your glory, God. Oh, God, and help her to continue to spread the good news, God. Your
yes,
word, God.
Yes.
Lord, it brings life, God. Oh,
thank
God,
you,
that
Jesus.
We can live, Jesus. You said that you promised that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Lord,
and I
yes.
thank you in advance for it, God. Oh, God, continue to bless our family, our children. Watch over them, God, even in school, in our home, God. Oh, God. God, if they're not saved, God, save them, God. Use them
yes,
for your
Lord.
Glory, God. Oh,
yes,
God, remember
Lord.
The backslider, God, the one that's fallen for grace, Lord. Bring them back before it's too late, God. Lord, I thank you in advance for keeping us, God, keeping our body healed, God. Lord, you heal all manner of diseases, God. You have raised
yes,
Lazarus
Lord.
From the dead. God, continue
yes,
to lift us up. Help us to continue to have the faith, God. Get them discouraged, God. Lord, encourage them today, God, to hold on
yes,
and reach
God.
Out to you, God.
Thank
Put
you,
their confidence in you, God. Put their
thank
trust
you.
In you, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. We come this far by faith, God. Lean it on you, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for it, God. Remember the bereaved family, God. Comfort them. You said, let not our heart be troubled, God. Oh, God, we believe that you are able, God, to take
yes,
care of
Lord.
Us, Lord.
We know you
each
are,
and every day, God. Remember
Jesus.
The sick and the shut in today. Oh, God, be with us as we depart, God. Oh, God, when we have those times of downtime, Lord, God, lift us up, God. Give us more
yes,
love, God.
Lord.
More Praise God.
Thank you,
God, to hold on to you and hold out, God, to the end, God. Oh, God, you have not made any mistake, God. You're too just to do any wrong, God. Lord, bless us in this troubled world. Give us that peaceful mind, God, and a peaceful heart, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for everything, God. As we sleep, God, watch over us, God. Let those angels take charge, God. Oh, God, and be with each one of us, God. Oh, God, each and every day, up and down the dangerous highway, watch over us, Father. We thank you in advance for
thank
what you're
you,
going to do.
Thank
you for life. We thank you for health, God. We thank you for strength, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy trying to destroy our family, trying to destroy marriage, God. But I ask you right now to bless each one, God.
Bless, Lord.
Oh, Father,
Almighty
let
God.
It be another servant,
God.
Another
only
God.
Can,
God. But let us not take it
thank
for granted,
you,
God, that you are with us, God, and you will use us for your glory, God. Let us
yes,
be a light to this dying world. And I thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done, God. Continue to bless
thank
every
you,
one of us, God. Give us
yes,
strength
Lord.
In our body. Heal our body,
yes,
God.
God.
Oh,
yes,
God. God, we know that you will return back for us one day, God. Oh, God,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You right now in advance for it, God. Help us to be ready, God. Be watchful, God. Oh, God, and be prepared, God, to meet you one day. Oh, God, even if this is our last day. Oh, God, let us be ready, God. And I thank you, God, for your word, God. Being a servant, God, not a
hallelujah.
Heart, God.
You,
but to be ready, Jesus, to serve, God, in
yes,
any capacity, God, any way that you want to use me, Lord. Lord, I'll be satisfied. And I thank you in advance, God. Oh, God, we ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen and
amen.
We thank each and everyone that is on the line. We look forward to having you back on next Thursday. With that, we say good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.